This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging because an underperforming cardiovascular system will limit the effectiveness of any other supplementation in your regimen. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're going to talk to one of my favorite guests. He's an educator, he's a communicator. He's currently VP of Science Regulation and Education at CV Sciences. CV Sciences is one of the country's foremost purveyors of CBD, cannabidiol products, which are hemp extracts. And there's a lot of interest in hemp extracts these days. There's really been kind of a bonanza in terms of people accessing these natural over-the-counter products, and I really think that they're revolutionary. We are currently amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, and CBD products, I think, have a couple of roles to play, and we'll get into them. You know, one, and I have to extend a debt of gratitude to you, Stuart, because your company makes a really fabulous formulation of CBD oil. I use it nightly. And I got to tell you that throughout this stress-inducing time, I've just had wonderful, deep, restorative sleep. And I attribute it in part to the CBD oil capsules that I'm taking. I take the gold caps, too, at bedtime. And it really just seems to hit the sweet spot in my cannabinoid system. So thanks, Stuart, for that contribution on a personal level. Welcome.
Doctor, it's such a pleasure. And that means so much. I've been a fan, as you know, for many, many years. And so to hear your heartfelt personal endorsement really means quite a bit. I also want to thank you for taking the time to like our video on YouTube. We've put videos up on YouTube, CV Sciences on YouTube, and Dr. Hoffman liked a video where we had the 5 supplements for lung health. So some of the things I might say today, and if you'd like to go back and watch 2 minutes and 43 seconds of all the highlights, go to YouTube with CV Sciences, and thank you for watching, and thank you for liking that video.
Oh, yeah, it's really, you know, you're doing a great job of communication. But I have to say there's an additional implication of this is because as much as we're all stressed and frustrated and bored and locked down and, you know, suffering from claustrophobia and insomnia, high levels of anxiety, more and more people are turning to prescription anti-anxiety medication, unfortunately, during this crisis. There's another dimension to CBD, and we're going to talk about it. We'll also talk generally about, immune health and lung health. But Israeli researchers who have really kind of been in the vanguard of CBD research, it's a small country, but they do a lot of CBD research, they're about to test CBD as a COVID-19 treatment supplement. And I know that you're on top of this story and you're going to share with us. So, you know, first, you know, let's set the stage because, you know, obviously it's not all about CBD. CBD, unlike, you know, just like any of the supplements out there that are plausible supplements, no panacea, no magic cure for COVID-19, but could be part of our armamentarium going forward. So you've done a kind of a deep dive on COVID-19, and as many of us have in the past few weeks, we've come up to speed in record time on what some of the implications are. So share with us your take on this.
Okay, well, first of all, my new source of information on virology is a show called This Week in Virology, TWIV, They're on episode 610. They started with the West Nile virus. Mm-hmm. They're all virologists. They're having their moment.
Episode 610. I'm only up to about episode 20 of Ozark. You know, so I'm you're way ahead of me there. You know, in terms of watching.
I laugh at myself because I think that's the best way to grow and to learn. When I first heard of you, I was working with North American Herb and Spice with the oil of oregano.
Yeah.
Which we know is cidal and kills certain bugs in petri dishes, and we don't yet know how that translates into humans, although many of us use oil of oregano. And so I'm using that as an example because at the same time that there's exciting new research potentially with the endocannabinoid system and cannabinoids, this is still very new. So I'm going to This Week in Virology for the virology information, and at the same time, let's thank Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's considered one of the fathers of epigenetics, for reminding us that stress hormones shut down the immune system so that you can run for your life. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then certain things like CBD that are modulatory are different than steroids and might also have an immune property at the same time. So cannabinoids may really play a role in helping to fine-tune when the system is completely out of balance, more than being a directly cidal killer against the bug.
You know, it's really interesting that you mentioned that because for me personally, you know, they say, oh, you know, don't go out in the cold without a jacket on, you know, you might catch your death of cold. That really hasn't been the operating system for me. What happens to me sometimes is I'll get, you know, it is kind of a crisis situation, or I'll get some very, very disturbing news, and I can just almost feel my immune system breaking down temporarily. And almost, you know, predictably, within a couple of days, I'll come down with a cough or a sniffle. You know, I'll have an upper respiratory infection. And that's why clearly there is a relationship to stress.
And it's a bigger connection than I think anybody has ever seen. And we've put a video together, again, on my shameless self-promotion YouTube page to connect fight or flight, the immune system, and the endocannabinoid system. So if stress hormones...
People can find that under Stuart Tomc, T-O-M-C, is that correct?
Oh, no, just go to CV Sciences.
Oh, CV Sciences, so it's under the auspices of the company. Okay, great, okay.
Yeah, just CV Sciences on YouTube, and you can watch, we put a video together, and this was so cool, we showed how cortisol, you know, steroids, just a steroid cream, can help if you've got red, inflamed skin. And a lot of people don't know that the main stress hormone that shuts down the immune system so that you can run for your life has created the sort of biphasic response, like you said, like I've noticed. How many of us can relate to this? I'm reading a news story and I start shaking and I start breathing deeply. I'm feeling very uncomfortable. And then I go to forward the news story to someone else, you know, to make a point. Mm-hmm. And by the time I've done this, I've created so much reactive oxygen species, so much oxidative stress, because my immune system is shutting down so that I can run for my life.
Mm-hmm. And that happens to us every time we turn on, you know, cable TV, you know, we watch, another, you know, stock market dip, or, you know, the death toll mounting, you know, it's this pretty relentless tide of bad news. And then it's like, okay, kids, you've been good. You've, you know, stayed under lockdown for the last 6 weeks. We're going to extend that for another month. You know, stay home. That's not good.
Well, that's why after, you know, I've been very careful. You know, I don't want to sound, you know, like I'm over promoting something, but having spent 30 years now in the dietary supplement industry, and I helped build the oregano oil company and the biggest fish oil company in the market, we're really on to something if we eat food that's good for us, take supplements if appropriate, and watch what we're thinking. And if we can understand that the immune system allocates energy and fear was never designed for 24 hours a day, we might put a buffer between ourselves and the stress response with plus CBD. So we're just trying to make products that people love. And how many times these days can you really buy something natural that you really love, that you can take, that's going to make you feel better? And I think that's a message that people can relate to.
Right. Yeah, I think on the stress reduction front, there are a lot of plausible nutrients. You know, we can talk about magnesium, we can talk about GABA, we can talk about melatonin, from, you know, especially for sleep disorders, and we can talk about, you know, even fish oil may have some mood modulating effects. And, you know, and there are many others, and we've talked about them. But I think CBD, to me, is one of the most exciting things that are available, you know, without going to a marijuana dispensary. You know, that's I think a lot of people, you know, found that a limiting factor when it comes to accessing the benefits of cannabinoids. Plus, you know, they were concerned about getting stoned. Does CBD get you stoned, disoriented, make it, you know, problematic to drive or operate machinery?
No, CBD appears to be sort of a clarifying agent. I listened to one of my academic heroes in the space, Ethan Rousseau, R-U-S-S-O-M-D, ethnobotanist, cannabis expert. And, you know, when you know something really well, you've been studying it for years, you just say things that are so eloquent and simple. He said, listen, THC can hasten psychosis and CBD can treat it.
Right. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
I just loved hearing that. I remember Scott Shannon, MD, who published our paper, our open label pilot trial on anxiety. When I met him 5 years ago, he stood on stage at the Scripps Dietary Supplement Evidence-Based Update, and he said, hey, it's like L-theanine and caffeine. He said, let me say it again. It's like L-theanine and caffeine. Gas break.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis is very similar. Very beautiful. Gas break. Mm-hmm. THC is the gas. The CBD is the break.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good way of putting it. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just 2 capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. Your cells expend immense energy to fight viruses. NAD, a vital coenzyme, helps fuel your cellular defense. However, NAD may decline by up to 80% after the virus invades, leaving your cells vulnerable. True Niagen Pro, also known as nicotinamide riboside, can increase NAD. It energizes your cells and promotes cellular repair. True Niagen Pro, cellular defense for life. For more information and to purchase, go to drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. That's True, T-R-U, drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. Thanks for listening. And now back to our guest, Stuart Tomk. You know, there's another element to CBD, and especially hemp derivatives that have what are called entourage compounds. I know you can explain better than I what those are, but there appears to be an anti-inflammatory effect that is not even necessarily mediated through the stress-reducing effect, that there's a direct effect perhaps on mucous membranes, lung tissue, on the organs. And we know that a lot of patients who are dying of COVID-19 are in cytokine storm, which is an exaggerated inflammatory response. Is it plausible that CBD could tamp down excess inflammation?
Well, that's where it's so exciting. And the earliest research is suggesting that modulation of the CB2 receptor. And for those that really want to up their cannabinoid game, it's time to learn about the cannabinoid binding 2 receptor. The CB2 receptor is primarily expressed in the immune system. It's constitutionally expressed. It's discrete, but it's also upregulated at times of serious immune inflammatory insult. So unlike the CB1 receptor, which is sort of always there no matter what, the CB2 receptor, although it's there, it really, really shows up to help to modulate immune inflammatory responses. And I don't want to go too deep here because I know I will get lost.
Yeah.
So I will try to say it simply.
Right. It's a complicated you don't want to get into
but
the
it's
weeds.
So exciting if you followed the fatty acid conversation where you and I first really started talking when I worked at Nordic Natural.
Leukotrienes and, the cytokine production from leukotriene precursors, which are derived from omega-3s, all that stuff, right?
Yes, because the CB2 receptor, if you dampen it, modulate it with CBD, unlike steroids, you want some immune response. You just don't want global suppression. And so this modulatory effect, where some of the experts say CBD is the master of polypharmacy because it works in a way that is supportive. And if it can really help to support a more appropriate immune response, the cytokine storm that Dr. Hoffman mentioned seems to be one of the rate-limiting factors based on the host response. Now, what that tells me as a layperson, and please correct me if I'm wrong, there's nothing that we can do other than to get healthy and stay healthy. If we've got a new novel virus that's traveling like influenza, that there's no innate or adaptive immunity to, no vaccines and no treatments, we better get healthy to protect ourselves. Do I have that right?
Well, absolutely. I think it's a call to action for aggressive lifestyle modification, because, if you weren't worried about dying of heart disease or stroke or cancer or getting complications of diabetes, losing your, toes and feet, those prospects for a lot of people seem, remote and far off on the horizon. But, what's clear and present is that we have a virus that we haven't yet tamed and we don't have plausible conventional treatment. So, we're basically at the mercy of it unless we seize our own locus of control, which is our bodies, our habits, our diets, our supplements. And, we're going to talk about some of the things that we can do here. So is there a genetic variation in these CBD receptors? Are some people maybe inherently deficient in cannabinoids, and maybe, just like with certain people, they need more vitamin D or they need more of critical nutrients like B12.
Well, I would love to answer with a resounding, I'd love to answer with a giant yes with a smile on my face. The reality is it's still too early. Mm-hmm. There are SNPs.
Yes.
There are SNPs that have been identified that are very clear in terms of whether you're more likely to fail a drug test, the transporters, how you react to cannabinoids. So I do think that there is a genetic component. I think that tying together how fight or flight, how the immune response, and how the endocannabinoid system helps to regulate the intensity of that response, that means we probably have 100 years worth of research and discovery with a brand new target to address a myriad of conditions.
Indeed. So it basically, some basic definitions, what is our endocannabinoid system? Because we're tossing this term around. We have discussed it in the past, but maybe give us a little quick review.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'll also give you a nice definition on what is CBD for us that's clear. Well, the ECS, the endocannabinoid system, is a newer system. It was discovered in the 1990s, and it coordinates your immune system and your central nervous system. So it's really the master stress adaptogenic stress response system. And we have receptors in the brain and throughout our body for endogenous compounds that we make that mimic the effects of cannabis and cannabinoids.
I think what helps some people is to understand that there's also what are called endorphins, which are endogenous morphines. And of course, you can take morphine and you can, hit that system hard, or you can, take a run watch a comedy movie, and you can build up your endorphins in that fashion. And similarly, side by side with that, because we have redundant systems in our body, there is this amazing endocannabinoid system.
Well, thank you for mentioning the endorphins, because I like to break it down like this. If you look at the chemistry of being in love, how do you feel when you're in love? You're impervious to pain. You don't sleep. You don't want to eat. And you're making growth hormone and vasopressin and oxytocin and anandamide, which is your body's cannabinoid. Hmm. And so it's really exciting when you mention what you just did. People understand the fight or flight. They understand the norepinephrine. But now when people learn you make bliss molecules, and the reason that you feel great when you're in love is you're making a cannabinoid. The reason you feel great when you're exercising is you're making cannabinoids, and you can't make growth hormone if you're scared to death. You don't have the oxytocin and the vasopressin and the social bonding if you're scared to death. So we're talking about, Warren Buffett said today that fear was made COVID-19 look like a piker. That was a great headline today.
That's amazing. Yeah, because I think it's not just the virus itself, because many of us, you know, are simply not affected. Our lives are inconvenienced, but we're not, you know, in the intensive care unit. But we are virtually all, as a universal phenomenon, experiencing this pessimism, this loneliness, this claustrophobia, and worry that's associated with, you know, what's happening to our economy. And that's like his perspective, is as a major investor. You know, it's viral. It truly is viral.
And so that's why I try to remind myself that, you know, the brain is a chemist, and the picture in the mind produces the chemistry. And if I was to think of a handful of tools for this phase going forward, plus CBD, I would take irrespective of whether or not I work here, because I'm looking for a non-THC way to help boost my stress response. A non-THC cannabinoid way to boost the stress response. At the same time, if it modulates the immune response and coordinates the immune system and the central nervous system, a healthy endocannabinoid system means you're healthy. To your question earlier, there are potentially reasons why low ECS activity is connected with irritable bowel, fibromyalgia, and migraine. So you can look up endocannabinoid deficiency by Ethan Rousseau, MD, and find a line of thinking that's pretty remarkable, that you correct endocannabinoid deficiency, those conditions go away. And you know what he says? You can do it if you fix the gut. He says many of the benefits you get from cannabinoids, you get from fixing dysbiosis in the gut. Fascinating.
Wow. Okay. So this actually almost argues that, you know, CBD is not just something, well, you know, I'm anxious, I'm scared, I think I'll take some CBD. It's like a chill pill. It takes it away from that kind of, you know, quick fix realm to more like, okay, we should all support our endocannabinoid systems just as we're supporting our vitamin D levels, our omega-3 levels. You know, I'm from your previous incarnation working on behalf of a major company that makes omega-3 products, you know, obviously you recognize that because of our diets, because of our lifestyles, we all may be suffering from an omega-3 deficiency. We can also, by analogy, say that, you know, perhaps we're all suffering from an endocannabinoid deficiency.
Well, we know hyperactive endocannabinoid activity may manifest itself as other conditions, maybe psychosis, hirsutism. I mean, you've heard of synthetic bath salts, AK-47 spice. Yep. If you overactivate the system, that can be bad. So the same homeostatic regulator can become allostatic. It can get out of balance either way. And so we do know if you're healthy, so is your endocannabinoid system. Why? It regulates how you eat, sleep, protect, and forget. Eat, sleep, protect, and forget. You get those things together. You know this as well as any expert that I know. No one is going to manage through this insanity if they're not sleeping. Right, doctor?
Indeed. I mean, I think that's one of the single biggest risk factors for disease. And, you know, just because we're out of our schedules, you know, and, you know, we're spending a lot of time looking at screens, we're worried, many of us not getting outside and not getting adequate exercise, that can affect sleep patterns big time. And, and I have to tell you that in my armamentarium for insomnia these days, this CBD has really revolutionized my approach to this condition. For some of our, you know, most refractory patients, it can make a huge difference. Okay, this is a good point at which to pause, Stuart, because we've got lots more to discuss. And I've got some more questions. And we'll also talk about some other plausible nutrients that help build lung health and immunity. Our guest is Stuart Tomk. He's VP of Science Regulation and Education for CV Sciences. He's got fire in his belly. Obviously, it's pretty clear to us about the benefits of CBD. He's done a deep dive on them as a researcher on this subject, and he's sharing with us. The website, pluscbdoil.com. There you can see a variety of products. We'll also talk a little bit about, you know, since there are several products available there, how to differentiate, you know, where to get in, depending on, you know, what your needs are. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoppen, and this is Intelligent Medicine Podcast.